Good evening, gentlemen. Our amud tonight is Pei Tes Amud Aleph. As you turn the pages, you might notice is that this week is Pei Tes, next week is Sadi. The following week, after next week, it's Sadi Aleph, and that's it. That's the last daf of Masechta Nedarim. Before, we have the Hadron for Masechta Nedarim, and we start Masechta Nazir. We are cruising. Let's go over here. Three more daf in Masechta. Not Shaykh. Let's go. The Mishnah says like this over on the bottom of Pei Chesem Abeis. That's what we're holding right now. Three lines up from the bottom. Zok the Mishnah. V'neder Amana Ugrusha Yakum Aleha. We're quoting a Pasuk. The Pasuk in Parshas Matos. Happens to be, gentlemen, this week's Parsha is Parshas Matos Masik. This is it, right? So pay attention as we go through, especially the first Pesukim of the Parsha. This is what we've been dealing with. Through the Masechta. The Pasuk says, V'neder Amana Ugrusha is the neder, the vow of an Amana, a widow, or a Grusha, or a divorcee. Kol Asher Asra Al Nafsha is anything she asked her on herself. Yakum Aleha will be established on her. What does this mean that this neder will be established upon her? Ketzad, what's the case we're talking about over here? So the Gemara says, what are we talking about? What's the puzzle referring to? The following, Ketzad. Amra, if she says, Hareini Nazira La'achar Shloshim Yom. If she says, I'm going to be a Nazir after 30 days. Okay, a woman takes an eder. She says, I'm going to be a Nazir after 30 days. And at that time, let's say she was an Amana or a Grusha, she was a widow or a divorcee, or she could even be, she wasn't married yet, either way, is that she was not married when she took the neder. She says, I'm going to be a Nazira after 30 days. A time delay vow. Af al pi shenises besoch shloshim yom, even though she gets married within 30 days, right? She gets married within 30 days of this time. Eino yachol lahafer nidra. Right? He, being the husband, is not able to be mefer the neder, mefer her neder. Right? Is that he is not allowed to be mefer her neder. Why is he not allowed to be mefer the neder? So this is very important. We're going to see in the Gemara is because right now we're going according to the opinion that says is that the husband is only allowed to be mefer the neder of his wife if she takes the neder while they are married. If she makes the vow before they are married, that's not going to help in his hafara, even though the chalos ha-neder, the effect of the neder, is going to take effect while they are married. It's the utterance of the neder. It's the amira. It's the saying, the verbalization of the neder that he needs to come and revoke at that time. He has one day till the end of the day to do so. It's not when the chalos happens. That's what we're coming to say over here, is that he cannot be made for the neder, even though she got married within 30 days. So we said that is a no-go. Can't do it? No-go. He's not allowed to be made for a husband, cannot be made for the bekodman and nedarim that took place before marriage. He cannot be made for the neder, even if he never heard about it before. We still say that's not an issue. That's not a heter over here to be made for the neder. Now, is it a mechatos regarding the neder? Simply speaking, no, it's not. You can always do hataras nedarim. It can't be things that are bein ish l'ishto. If she took a neder, that she's not going to have relations. That's a different story, right? That's going to be a problem. But we're saying over here is that regarding the neder, even though we never heard about it, it has to be that she takes the neder while it's in his rishus. We had learned before, it was actually a Mishnah, I think, on Ayin Aleph, that said, Ein Baal made for Bakodnin. And during the come before, can't do. Oh. What about the opposite case? What about like this? Take a look on the top of Pei Tes, and this will be the other side of the equation. V'hibra shus habal meferla ketzad. But if she is in the rishus of the husband, okay? Or actually, we should say over here, Nadra, the Hebrew Shuzabah. We really should have finished it over there. Alpha Bishra Nisus, Betoch Shloshim Yom, Eni Yachal Hafer, period. Now, top of Peitas of an Aleph, start with the word Nidra. Nidra, if she took a vow, the Hebrew Shuzabah, and she is in the domain of her husband, Mefrala, he can be made for the netter. You'll say, Pashit. Of course he can be made for the netter when she is in his Risha. So, Keita, what are we talking about? Amra, she said, Harini Nazira la'achar shloshim. If she says, while she is married, I want to be a Nazira after 30 days. It should take effect after 30 days. I want to be a Nazira. Afa pishinis amana onis garsha. Even though she gets widowed, he dies. Onis garsha bisoch shloshim. Hari zeh mufar. We still say is there's a hafaras nadarim even though he dies within 30 days or he divorced her within 30 days, since when she took the neder, he was made for it, even though it doesn't take effect for 30 days, we still say it's a good hafar. Now we will see on Daf Tzadi. We will see on Daf Tzadi there is a machlokus between Rabbi Kiva. Sorry, between the Rabbanan, and maybe it's Rab Nassan, I don't remember, and there's Rab Nassan. The Rabbanan say is that you can be made for a nether before it takes effect. It seems like it's going like the Rabbanan here, not Rab Nassan, because we're saying the nether hasn't taken effect yet. And he's being made for the nether. She took a nether, but hasn't been taken effect. It must be we're going like, which comes out very interesting here. So let's just review the two cases we have over here. As we're coming to say the following. A woman takes a nether when she is single, and she says, I want to be a Nazir at the end of 30 days. Not I want to. She takes a neder. I'm going to be a Nazir, right? She has the delayed vow. It's going to take effect after 30 days. She gets married in the interim. Her husband cannot be made for the neder. Why? We go after B'Shas Amira, the time she uttered the neder, not the time it takes effect. We do this not only L'Chumra, we do it L'Kula. Sure. If she takes a neder, right? She takes a neder while she's single, and then she gets, and she says that it takes a neder and it's going to take effect after 30 days, meaning she won't be a nazir until 30 days from now. And within those 30 days she gets married, her husband is not allowed to be made for the neder. He cannot revoke the neder. That's it. Why we go after the amira, the utterance of the neder, not the chalos, not when it takes effect. We do this whether it's stringency or leniency, sai l'kula, sai l'chumra. Meaning what? The second part of the Mishnah says, we saw in Pei Tes, that if she takes a neder while she is married, and the neder says, I want to be a Nazira after 30 days, and her husband is made for the neder, okay? Even though the 30 days are not up yet, if he dies or he divorces her, when the 30 days comes around, she's not going to be a Nazira. He was already made for the neder. The effect of the neder doesn't take place after 30 days. We're not going after the chalos, the effect of when it takes effect. We go after the amira. We go after the utterance. Whether we're going stringently or whether they're going leniently, it doesn't make a difference between the two. That's what we're coming to say. Alpha Bishna Salmana and Eskarshim Zosloshim Hariza Mufer. Period. Now, the Mishnah says something a little bit different, very Geshmaka case. So it's like this. Nadra Bo Bayom. If she takes a neder, we're holding over here, Pei Tes Amad Aleph, four lines down. Nadra Bo Bayom. If she takes a neder, Vinis Garsha. Okay, so right now she took a neder. It must be that she was married right now. Okay, she took a neder. Vinis Garsha Bo Bayom. And then she gets divorced. She took a neder, then she gets divorced. Echzira Bo Bayom. And then she gets remarried that day. Right? A guy who can't make up his mind. She takes a neder, he divorces her, and then he says, you know what, I made a mistake, let's get remarried. Oh. Eino yachol lahafer. He's not able to be made for the neder. Now the question is, why not? Why can he not be made for the neder? What do you mean? It's the husband. It's the husband she took the neder underneath. Why can't he be made for the neder? What's going on? So the reason's like this, is that we're coming to say here, a very big chiddush when it comes to, a very big klal when it comes to nedarim, is because she took the neder, when she was married, right? When she was married, now the husband now divorces her. At the time he divorces her, he no longer has a power to be made for the neder. The fact he goes back and he now comes and remarries her that day, that doesn't help. Because we just said before, Ein Habal Mefer Bekodman. He cannot be nullify a neder. He cannot be do a faras nedarim for a neder that took place before marriage. You say, but he's the guy who was married to her before. It doesn't make a difference. The fact we consider that he divorced her, he now lost the right to be made for the nedarim. When he goes back and he marries her again, he can be made for any new nedarim she takes, but he can't be made for any of the previous nedarim that were with her. We said a baal, a husband, cannot be made for previous nedarim. Now, interestingly, the Ran says, is even if he comes and he does erusin the second time, let's say he's married to her, right? She takes a neder, he divorces her, and then he does erusin with her. And her father, he's going to be made for the neder, and her father's also going to be made for the neder. We say that doesn't help either. Why not? Why doesn't that help over here? Because once she has nisuin, once she's fully married, the father is removed from the picture. The father no longer has power over his daughter. He no longer has rishus over his daughter to be made for a neder. So now that she's erusin again, that doesn't make a difference. Once she gets married, she's out of her father's rishus. The only way the Ran says this could work is that if the first, originally, there was this erusin right now. She was halakhically engaged. Then what happened? She was never married. Halakhically engaged. Then she took a neder. And then her halachic fiance, her arus, divorced her. And then on that same day, he went back and he was ma'aris her again. He did erusin again. In that case, then she was still always under the koach of the father because she never got married. She was only an erusin. And now she's under her arus again. If both the arus and the father come to be made for the neder, that would work. So if there was always erusin, there was never a nisuin over here, that would work. But over here we're talking about where there's nisuin, either the first time or second time. Once there's nisuin, that's it. You're out. You can't come and be made for the neder. And then the Mishnah concludes with a zahaklal. This is the rule. We've seen this before. We saw this on Ayin Aleph. Is that when we say a zahaklal, it's coming to include something. We'll see that in Meretz Hashem tonight before the end of the Amud. Zahaklal, kol sheyatza l'rishus atzma sha'achas, einu yachal hafer. The rule is, any woman that goes out to rishus atzma, she becomes her own free agent, meaning that what? She's married and then divorced, right? Meaning that she's now not anymore under the rishus of her father because she was married, now under the rishus of her husband. Sha'achas, even for one moment, whatever that means, even if he goes back and remarries her and says, change my mind, let's get remarried. Eino yachal hafer. That's it. She can't be made for the nedarim anymore. That is the klal. What's that coming to include? Didn't we know that already? We're going to see that very soon in the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara over here. The Gemara says like this. Tanya. We have a brisa. The brisa says, quotes a pasuk. It's the pasuk we started off our Mishnah with on the bottom page of the base tonight. Amana ugrusha. It's going to quote it in a minute. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's going to quote it in a minute, coming from a pasuk in a moment. Amana ugrusha sha'amra. If you have an amana ugrusha, that just means you have a woman that was either married or is no longer married. If she says hareini nazira likeshe enasa v'nisis. If she says, I'm going to be a nazir when I get married, and then she gets married, okay? It's similar to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, if she says, I want to be a nazir after 30 days, okay? And then she gets married. Here she's single also, and she's saying, not I want to be a nazir after 30 days. As soon as I get married, I want to be a nazir. Oh, so what about Mechaktos over here? The answer to the question, Zev, is I'm not sure. But let's say the husband knows this is going on right now, that she once she gets married, she's going to become a Nazira. Let's just say he knows. I don't know. So let's say over here that what? She says, I'm going to be a Nazira when she gets married. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Yafir. Rabbi Yishmael says, is the husband can now come and be made for the nether. Now you might say, wait a second. Isn't that not like our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said is that it's only we go after the Shah Samira, and that when she uttered the neder, the vow, that's when we say you can do it, and this is afterwards. She said, I want to be a Nazira when I get married, and she gets married, whether that's tomorrow, whether that's 5 years from now, she says, I'm going to be a Nazira. So now the husband, now it comes, she got married, now we say the husband can come and be made for the neder according to Rabbi Yishmael. Evidently, this seems like Rabbi Yishmael's not going like our Mishnah. That he's not going after the time you utter the vow. he's going after when the vow takes effect. And since, even though, I should say, she uttered the vow before, they got married, since it only takes effect once they get married, that day, he has to, at the end of the day, to go ahead, once they get married, to go ahead and be mefer the neder, okay? That's according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva argues, Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo yafer. Rabbi Akiva holds, no, you cannot be mefer the neder. Why not? Because as the Ron puts it, does Linam Basar Amiro, we go after the utterance of the neder, like we said in our Mishnah. It seems like our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva. We're going to talk about that later in the Gemara in a few lines. So we have over here a machlokas, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Do we go after the Shas Amira, the time we say, utter the vow? That's according to Rabbi Akiva, the second opinion here, who says, is therefore you're not able to be made for the neder over here. Why? Because if she took it before she got married, she says, I want to be a nazir when I get married. Boom, once she gets married, tomorrow or 5 years from now, it doesn't make a difference. It's too late because that day has already passed. Rabbi Yishmael, who was the first opinion, said, no, yafir, you're allowed to be made for the neder because we go after when the neder takes effect. Okay? That's what we're saying. Now, the Gemara, a very interesting place to put this siman. It puts a siman in the middle of a brisa. Because why? Because we're saying the siman really is going not only just the brisa we just read, it's going on the further brisa. That's at least according to Rashi, the Farsh over here. Shita learns a little bit differently. Let's go with Rashi. That what? Visimana yalali. Yalali, yalali, yalali. What do you mean yalali? Yud, lamed, lamed, yud. What does it mean over here? Yud, lamed, lamed, yud. Oh, look at this on the side. Some say actually we should put this before. Okay, fine. Is that it says Yalali, which means Yafir, Lo Yafir, Lo Yafir, Yafir. Yud means Yafir, that you revoke. Lamed means Lo Yafir, that you don't revoke. We just said, the first brisa said that what happens if you have an Amana or Grusha, really a single woman, who says, I want to be a Nazir when I get married. The first opinion was Rabbi Yishmael, who said what? Rabbi Yishmael that said what over here? Rabbi Yishmael said, Yafir, you're allowed to be made for the neder when they get married. Why? Because you go after the time it takes effect. Rabbi Akiva argues as Lo Yafir. So that's the Yud Lamed. Yafir, Lo Yafir. Now the second part of the brisa is going to be just the opposite. It's going to say Lo Yafir and then Yafir. That Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva are going to change opinions. That what they're going to switch. Ashes ish, next part of the brisa. Ashes isha amra, harini nazira. I have a married woman who says, I behold, I'm a nazir. What does she say? Likishes garish, right? When you divorce me, I'm going to be a nazir. That's what she says. So right now, she says that I'm going to be a nazir when you divorce me. What do we say? If she says, I'm going to be a nazir when you divorce me, so what happens? Can her husband be made for the netter right now? Oh, so let's see. Vinis Garsha. And then he goes ahead, he divorces her. Okay. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Lo Yafir. Now we have to be talking about before he divorces her. Once he divorces her, of course he can be made for a netter. Rabbi Yishmael learns is Lo Yafir. Is that at the time when she's married to him and she says, I'm going to be a Nazir when you divorce me, Rabbi Shmuel says, well, I'm sorry, you can't be made for the Neder. Why? Because we go not after Zmana Mira, at the Shasa Mira, the time of the utterance of the Neder. Right? Rabbi Shmuel says, we go after when it takes effect. It's only going to take effect after he divorces her. It's too late. Ugh. Rabbi Akiva argues. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yafir. Rabbi Akiva says, no. You can be made for the Neder. Why can you be made for the Neder according to Rabbi Akiva? Because she's married right now. When she's married, it says, I want to be a nazir when you divorce me. He could be made for the neder. Why? Because she's married to him right now. We go after Zman Amira. So over here, we're switching opinions. It depends. When you're married, Rabbi Akiva says, you can go ahead and be made for the neder. Because why? Because right now, we're not looking at what's going to be. What's going to be? We don't look when it's going to take effect. We look at what your status is at the time of marriage. You're married, you can be made for the neder. Rabbi Shmuel says, we don't look at your status now. We look at when the chalos is going to take effect. If the chalos of the neder takes effect, you're going to be married. For example, he says, when I get married, then I'm going to be a nazir. He can be made for it. But now I say, when you divorce me, then I'm going to be a nazir. Then you can't do anything. It's too late because you go after the chalos of the neder, and that's afterwards. Oh, that's what we're saying. According to this, Zakta Gemara, amazing idea. Gemara says not amazing idea, but it comes to conclude. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Hari Hu Omer. Oh, so before we get to the author of the Mishnah, sorry, let's keep jumping the gun. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, where do I learn this from? Now, if I ask you, Zev, Dan, Cliff, Shimon, if I ask you the following question, what will you say, logically speaking? A woman says, I'm going to be a Nazir 30 days from now. Oh. When are you allowed to be made for the nether? Is it right now or is it after the 30 days? What is the more logical time to say you can be made for the nether? Which one will you think? Now or after 30 days?
Now.
Again, now. Now?
It can only be when you hear the nether.
Only be when you hear the nether. Okay, fine. I hear only when you hear the nether. I hear. But what's considered hearing the nether? When the nether now is going to take effect or not take effect? So according to what we've learned, we keep saying that what we're saying is when she says it. The Chasam Sofer says, interestingly, maybe not what we would have thought, he says it's obvious we should go after when the nether takes effect. I hear what you're saying. Is that when the nether takes effect, why? When the nether takes effect, he says, because it's not really a nether before. We should say it's only when it comes to take effect. That day, 30 days from now, boom, that's when he should do it. Now, Shimon, you said, good. We said, biyom shamo, the day he hears it. But it has to be called a nether, meaning the Chasam Sofer is going to say that it's not like that. That's why Rabbi Shmuel really shouldn't have to come with a pasuk. So he says, why is he coming with a pasuk? It's only because Rabbi Kiva has a pasuk. But we could say not like that. We could say, like you're saying, Shimon, like Dan, Cliff, Zephyr, you're saying too, is that why? Because we're saying no. Is that it could be, is that the obvious would not be like that. So they each one are really going to have to come up with a pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel, each limud is very interesting. Rabbi Shmuel says, where do I know we go after the zman chalos, the time it takes effect? Rabbi Shmuel omer yafer, I'm in the wrong place. Rabbi Shmuel omer lo yafer, where does he get it from? Rabbi Shmuel, harihu omer v'neder amana ugrusha. The pasuk says a neder of an amana or a grusha, right? And he learns from that pasuk, ad shiyehe neder b'shas amanos ugrushin. He says, until there will be a neder b'shas amanos v'grushin. He says, until there will be a neder b'shas at the time of amanos and grushin. Meaning that what? If the neder is only going to take effect when she is an amana or a grushin, it's going to be a neder. The neder will take effect, meaning you can't do anything about it. Because why? Because it's not, even though right now she's married. It says neder amana grusha. What do you mean neder amana grusha? That means even though she's married now, but if she's going to become an amana grusha, that's when it takes effect. The neder cannot be mufer from there. He learns a pasuk, interesting way to learn it. Rabbi Kiva says in that same pasuk, we say it like this. Rabbi Kiva savar harihu omer, kol asher asra al nafsha. In the middle of that pasuk, the pasuk says, "V'neder amana ugrusha kol asher asra nafsha." Anything she forbids on herself, yakum aleha, is that it stands. So he says, "Ad shiye isure neder b'shas amanos ugrushin." He says, "No, is that only when the neder is taken while she's already in amana ugrusha, when she's not married? If she takes it when she's married, even though it's going to take effect after she's not married anymore, it doesn't make a difference. It's only when she takes it when she is single, b'shas amanos ugrushin." That's the way they both learn the pasuk. You can learn it either way. That's where they come from. Lemaisa, who's the author of our Mishnah? Amar Rav Chista, Masnisin, Rebbe Kiva. He, our Mishnah must be Rebbe Kiva. Why? Because Rebbe Kiva says we go after the time of the utterance, b'shas amira. When you say it, that's what we go after. So therefore, the Mishnah said, remember two cases of the Mishnah. First case of the Mishnah said, if she says, behold, harini nazir achar shloshim yom, is that she says, I'm going to be a nazir after 30 days. If she's single right now, and within those 30 days she gets married, husband can't do anything. Why? We go after shas amira. So too, if she's second case of the Mishnah, on pei tes amud aleph at the top, if she takes a neder and she says, while she's married, I want to be a nazir after 30 days, and her husband dies in the interim of those 30 days, or he divorces her, we still say, as long as he revoked it beforehand, it's revoked. That's going like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says we go after the chalosa neder, when it takes effect, at the 30th day. We don't go after day 1, we go after day 30. Rabbi Akiva is the one that says, no, we go after day 1. So we see our mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rav Chisda says. Comes along Abaye and says, not so fast. Abaye, and this is going to be one of the big, big points tonight, over here, one of the two big points tonight. So far we've gone Gavaldic, we've gone through back and forth. Abaye is going to come and throw a little monkey wrench. Here we go. Abaye amar afilu tema Rebbe Yishmael. We can even say our Mishnah goes like Rebbe Yishmael. So you'll say, wait a second, what do you mean? Our Mishnah says, if she's single, she takes a netter. She says, I'm going to be a nazir after 30 days, and on day 15 she gets married, mazel tov, her husband can't be made for the neder. Why? We go after shas amira. Shas amira, that's it, shas amira. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, we go after zman chalos, so he can't be made for the neder, not like the Mishnah. And then with the second case of the Mishnah is if she's already married. She says, I want to be in this year after 30 days. He's made for the netter right now. And then day 15, he dies, right? Or he divorces her. We say, it's good. It's gone. It's finished. Why? Because we got the Shasamira. How do you mean the Mishnah's going like Rabbi Yishmael? It's Mefurish, not like Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael taught us that what? That if she takes a netter, she says that when I get married, I want to be a Nazira. Rabbi Yishmael says at that time, you can be made for the netter. Because right now, when she's not married, it doesn't make sense. She's not married when she says it. We say that what? When she gets married, right then and there, that chalos takes place that day, the husband can be made for the netter. So too, says Rabbi Yishmael, if she's married and she says, I want to be a Nazira when I get divorced, so when she gets, if he's made for the netter, it doesn't work because she, the chalos, the effect of the netter, when it takes effect, is only going to be when? When she's already divorced. She's already divorced. He can't do anything. How do you say that Mishnah's going like Rabbi Yishmael? So listen to this. Amar Abai. Abai Amar. Afilu Tem Rabbi Yishmael. Masnisen Taya Nafsha Biyomi. Braisa Taya Nafsha Binisuin. Says there's a difference between the two cases. Rabbi Yishmael was only talking about a case where she said, I want to be a Nazir when I get married. If she's saying, I want to be a Nazir when I get married, at that point in time, she's saying she's delaying the Neder in the whole time. We go after the time of the Chalosa Neder. If she's saying that what? I want to be a Nazira when I get married, so we go after that time when she gets married. If she's married and she says, I want to be a Nazira when I get divorced, we can't have to wait till she gets divorced. But when she's telling it on time, when she says, I want it to be at the end of 30 days, she doesn't care whether she's married or not married. That's not part of her netter. The netter in that case has nothing to do whether she's married or not married. She's not looking at an event that takes place according to what we're saying, according to Rabbi Yishmael. This is the way the Ron explains. We're not looking at an event that's going to take place. We're looking at the end of 30 days. If it's at the end of 30 days and she's not saying, I want it to take a place at a certain event that happens, we say even Rabbi Yishmael agrees we can go b'shas emira. It's an interesting way to go, but what we're saying one more time is like this. When Rabbi Yishmael said, Rabbi Kiva still Rabbi Kiva, we go b'shas emira, we always after the time of the utterance, if she's married, you can revoke it right then and there. If she's not married, the fact is the chalos is going to take effect later when she is married. I don't care. It doesn't make a difference. We're only looking what? We're only looking b'shas. We're only looking b'shas emira. Rabbi Yishmael says no. He says, if we're looking at what she says, an event to happen, then we look at when it's going to take effect. This should happen when I get married. This should happen when I get divorced. Then we look at the time of the event happening. We look at the chalos. But if she's just saying days, a number of days, then we say not like that. The Ron explains that what? Then we say not like that. Why? Because it's not dependent upon an event. The way the Rashi over here, the Mefarsh, says is because she's not looking forward to a specific day of something happening. She just said at the time, end of time period. In that case, we fall back to Shas Emira. That is the way that Abayi learns Rabbi Yishmael. The Gemara concludes, and we'll go back to it in a moment. The Gemara concludes by saying that Shalmu Yomei Velonis Misnasba is the days can conclude and she's still not married. Oh, I messed up. I skipped a line. I apologize. Shalmu Yomei, the days conclude, Velonis Garsha. She might not be divorced. After 30 days, she might be divorced, might not be divorced. Shalmu Yomei Velonis Basa. Might be the days conclude. She is married, not married. Or she's not looking at a status change. The way the Ron says is she could still be in the same status as now. When she still could be in the same status, she still could be single, even after 30 days, before 30 days, could be, right? Could be married, could be not. When there's not going to be a definite change in status, therefore we say we go after, in that case, with Shas Emira. It's only when, to say it a little bit better than before, it's only when she's going to have a marital status change. She's saying, when I get married, when I get divorced, then we say, well, we can only look at the chalos itself. We don't say it's now because she's not saying to her husband can be made for the netter. She's saying, it's when I get divorced, when I'm not married to you. Or before it, she's saying, when I get married, so that's when I get married. That's when I want to take effect. That's what she's looking forward to. That's what she wants us to take effect. Well, when she's married, her husband can come and he can be made for the netter. That is the way the Ron explains Rabbi Yishmael. It's a little bit difficult as far as the why is concerned. But again, we're going over here as it depends whether married or not. And I should mention, there's a Ramban that argues over here, and he says that it really just depends whether it's dependent upon time or not on time. That's the way he says it. And he wants to say the Achronim bring a nafkamina. If she said, behold, I'm a nazir, if I do something, after I do a certain action. If I do a certain action. So if she says I do a certain action, according to the Ran, according to a certain action, then over here it's not a change in marital status. We can say, okay, fine, even then maybe the Rabbi Shmuel would agree, we'll go after Shasimir. It's only a change in marital status. Okay, whatever. Anyway, there's a Ramban that knows a little bit differently. We'll stick with the Ran here. It's a little bit still, we need a little bit better of a Hesper explanation for Rabbi Shmuel, but that's what we're holding right now. So we could even say our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yishmael. It doesn't have to go like Rabbi Akiva. That's according to Abai. Rav Chitza says, no, it's going like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael says, we always go after Zman Chalos when it takes effect. Rabbi Abai comes along and says, not necessarily so. Not necessarily so. Okay, that is part one. Let's just go to part two over here. Finish up. The Gemara, the end of the Mishnah said, Zeha Klal. You might remember the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, we have a klal. Let's just read the words again of the end of the Mishnah right before the Gemara. We're holding, if you're looking on the page of the Gemara, we're holding five lines down in the Gemara. It says, Zeha klal. Five lines down in the Mishnah from the top of the page of the Gemara. In the Mishnah, Zeha klal. This is the rule. Kol she yatsa l'reshus atzma shah achas. If she leaves the reshus of her to herself, means she's independent of her father and her husband, right? For one moment, eino yachol lahafer. The husband can no longer be made for the netter, the father can no longer be made for the netter. Meaning like this, if she is a young girl who gets married, right? She's a young girl who gets married. We say that once she gets divorced, the father no longer has reshus over her to be made for the netter. If we have, because she's reshus, she became reshus atzma. Once we say that she got married, right, and her husband divorces her, even if she becomes an arusa again, it doesn't make a difference, because once she leaves reshus of the husband and the father, no one can no longer come and be made for the neder. So what does this come to include? Zeha klal. So we had a zeha klal actually back on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. And Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, we had a zeha klal. You might remember the Mishnah. I know we're already dealing over here with, a good 17 weeks ago. It's tough to remember all the way back. In Daf Yomi, it'd just be 17 days, but we're dealing 17 weeks, right? We're over here for a third of a year. So we said over here the following, is that we had a Mishnah on Ayin Aleph. The Mishnah on Ayin Aleph was dealing with if she takes a neder and she gets divorced, what about the next day being fine? The Mishnah says, Zaklal kol shalu yatsu l'rishus atzma sha'achas aviyu b'ayla achron mefir nedreha. Is when she never goes out to her own reshus, her husband and her father can still be made for the neder. So that came to include what case? The Gemara is going to say right now. This is the Mishnah back on Ayin Aleph, and then we're going to go back to our Mishnah. That came to include the following case. This gets very interesting. Let's go. The Gemara says like this. Zahaklal de Katani, Gabinara Marasa, La Suye, that came to include Halacha Avim Shluche Abal. We have a big excitement over here, right? We have an engagement, mazel tov, right? Now at a time of engagement, both the father and the fiance, the arus, both have the ability made for the neder, but they have to do it together. So now what happens? Halacha av im shluchei abal. So now the father goes with the shluchei abal. The husband sends his shlichim, his messengers, to say, come, bring my bride to me, because we want to now live together and be married. So halacha av im shluchei abal. The father walks with his daughter to the husband's house. Oh, shahochu shluchei av im shluchei abal. Or he sends messengers to go with the messengers of the husband while walking to the husband's house. Right? We say in that case, binara marasa, for a nara marasa, a girl between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, it'd even be less than that, samach lepirka, between 11 and 12 and a half. At that time, we still say the husband and the father have reshus over her, even though she's now left physically the father's house. But since either he or his messengers are walking with her, she's still considered a reshus of the father. Now listen to this, Zev. This is unbelievable. Dan, Cliff, Shimon, you're going to love this. Listen to this case. Unbelievable case right now. You ready for this? The following. Zeha klal. You ready for this? Zeha klal. Dekatani gabi ve'elu nadarim la'asu ye'what. This that we're saying now in Perek ve'elu nadarim. That was in Perek Anamarasa. This is in Elu Nadarim. What are we coming to include in this case? We just said that as long as the father is still with her, we're still saying she's in the Rishus of the father too, even though he's taking the house. Masra of Lishluke Abal. If the father now says to his daughter, right? Sayonara. He says, see you later. Lehitraot. Bye. You can go now with the messengers of the husband. Oi. Or, Shemasu Shluke Av Lishluke Abal. Or the messenger of the father brought her halfway. They met up with the messengers of the husband, now the fiance of the Aris, and they give her over to those shluchin. We say that what shluchin baal she'ena baal mefer bekodman is now we say is that what the husband can no longer be mefer nedarim with the father, and any nedarim she had taken when she was an Aris, he no longer can be mefer. We've seen this before that what when she took nedarim. In the time when the engagement point, the father and the husband, the halach fiance, can be made for nedarim together. Once she gets married, the husband can't do anything anymore. Wait a second, he could have before he married her. Yeah, you're right, with the father he could have. But now he marries her, they're called kodmen. They're before, he can't do it. Not only that, the Ran says, listen to this, gentlemen. The Ran says the following. The Ran says over here, amazing words on the Ran. The Ritva comes and argues on it. That's why it's so amazing. He says in Dibra Maschel, Zahaklal, at the bottom over here, Dekeven Shemash Lehem, Shuvein Lavir Roshuspa, Tahavi Lehachach Masira, Kenesuin, I'm sorry, Aval Nedarim Shenidra Kavarla, Shane about me for Bekobman, fine. What is the words I'm looking for? I'm sorry, I think I skipped it. But now, we're going to say, is that now the father is on Roshus, I skipped the words, it's the first part of that Ron, Tahavi Lehach Masira, Keshenusuin Shabal Mefer Benedarim. Is now the halachic fiance can be made for her nadari. Let me just go timeline over here. We've got an arus. We have a woman that's halachically engaged. Okay? The father now says, okay, the shluchei abal, the messengers of the husband have come to get you, to take you home, to get married. I can't go. It's too far. I'm giving you over to his shluchim, to his agents. Boom. Right there, she takes a neder as soon as he gives her over to the agents. Before she reaches the Baal's house, before there's a chuppah, what do we say the halacha is? The Baal, if she now takes a neder, now that after he gives her over, the Baal, now the husband, halacha fiance, before chuppah, can now be made for her nadarim by himself. What? All he did was give her over to the messengers, or if the husband went and took her, or gave her over to the Baal. Don't you need chuppah? Where's chuppah over here, gentlemen? There's no chuppah. When the father, they're engaged right now, luckily engaged, right? They both need to do it together. But when he hands her over to the messengers of the husband, or the husband comes and takes her back and leads her to the house, right at that point, before chuppah, only the husband has domain over her. What? Wait a second. Where's marriage? Where's chuppah? So let me ask you a question. At what point are a man and woman considered married? What point? Chuppah?
No, the engagement, I guess.
Engagement is, okay, that's Kedushin. You're right. Kedushin is Kesef Starobia. He has to give her money. Kesef, usually that's done with a ring, right? We do it now because that's Moshe Yisrael, but Tabazu with the ring. But really, technically, anything of value, Kesef, right? He gives her something that's worth at least a Sheva Pruta. And he comes over, gives her a dollar bill, and he says, here, you're Mekudeshes. She's Mekudeshes. That's it. Be Kesef Star with the document or Bia or relations. Boom, Kedushin. But we know Kedushin is only halachically, like it's a halachic engagement, right? She needs still a get, fine, but it's not marriage. When does Nisuin take place? So you have, under a chuppah, you have, he gives her the ring. Hariyat Mekadesh Yisli, Kadash Moshe, right? Kadash Moshe, Yisrael, B'tabasu, right? B'tabasu, Kadash Moshe, Yisrael. Go ahead, Zev.
It seems from you.
So it's interesting, at the wedding ceremony, right? We have a number of things going on. We have, after they read the Kesubah, right? We have the first part, you give the ring, and then they read the Kesubah. And then afterwards, we have the Sheva Brachas. Okay, so we have Sheva Brachas underneath. Is that Nisuin? Possibly. Or is Nisuin when they go to the Chuppah room? Sometimes we say it's a no. When they go to the Chuppah room, they go to the Chuppah room. That's going to be Nisuin. Some say no, it's actually when they actually consummate the marriage, when they have relations. It's not so simple when Nisuin is. It's a big debate over here. One of the opinions, like you just said, Zev, is when she's given over to the domain to the husband. That's it. That's considered Nisuin. It's a whole question when that is, exactly when Nisuin is. We're not sure. That's why we do a lot of different things to say, well, maybe that is. We make sure of the chup itself. We make sure the yichud room, you have witnesses. Why do you need all this? Why? Because we're trying to do everything to make sure that it's going to be considered Nisuin. We're not sure at which stage it is. It's a little bit of a debate. When Kedushin takes place, there's no question. When he puts a ring on her finger, says, Ari, I'm a Kedush Asli, right? B'tavah Sukkot Moshe Yisrael, right? Boom, that's it. Everyone agrees. No debate. Nisuin, not so simple when it is. And one of the opinions is that when he gives her over. So we're saying, Legabe Nadarim, that is good enough. Once she's given over to the husband's domain, even though I highly recommend you still have chuppah, and you have the Sheva Brachas, and you have whatever. But at the end of the day, for Nadarim, that is good enough now, we're saying, in order for the husband to come and be made for her Nadarim. That is according to at least the way the Ram learns our Gemara. I should mention that the Ritva, and this is quoted actually also in the Tur, says not like this. It says that, once she's given over to the husband, you can't be made for Nadarim anymore. You can't be made for the Nadarim. You can't do it with the husband, with the father, without the father. It's this limbo state until you actually have a real Nisuin. Until you have a real Nisuin. Now, what's Nisuin? Chuppah and Yichud. Chuppah and Yichud, I guess, all together. You have both of them together. The Yichud room and you have Chuppah, and with the Sheva Brachas. Chuppah means with the Sheva Brachas, and you have Yichud, right? In the Shulchan Aruch, if you look up Shulchan Aruch, there are two opinions about when you can be made for the Neder. Is at what point it is. The Shulchan Aruch brings down these two opinions. He brings down these two opinions in Shulchan Aruch itself. It's interesting. This is actually, when we say over here, is this limbo state. Why is there a limbo state? There's a limbo state. Why can't we say that the Baal should just go ahead? So there's two different opinions why. The Rashash holds is the reason is we're worried he's going to find in her a moom that he didn't know before, some blemish. And then it's going to be, the whole thing's going to be batos. So therefore we say is that everything in the netter really wasn't, the nether that really wasn't revoked, right? That's what we could say. Rabbi Giger says no. Rabbi Giger says, is that no, she's in a limbo state. She hasn't entered into his reshus yet. What's the nafka mina be between whether you say this way or that way? So the nafka mina between both of them will be the what? If both the husband and the father both are made for the nether, if they're both made for the nether, according to the first opinion of the Rashash, who says that what? We're worried he's going to find in her a moom, so they'll end up being they're never married. I mean, they will never fully marry. They were just arus. So if that's the case, if they're both made for the netter, it works. According to Rabbi Giger, no. Rabbi Giger is saying it enters into this limbo state, where now the father doesn't have domain to help to be made for the netter, but the husband doesn't have full power either. It's kind of this limbo state. According to Rabbi Giger, still, even if both of them come made for the netter, it doesn't help. The Ron learns not like that. The Ron learns that, no, once she's given over to the husband, he now can go ahead and be made for Nadarim. He can be made for Nadarim, even though there's no chuppah in Yichud yet. So that's what we're coming to say over here. That's what we're coming to include with this Zaha Klal over here, is that the Rishus Atzma, she's not really in Rishus Atzma when she's given over to the husband. According to the Ron, he actually has a power, he has a koach to be made for her Nadarim. So if she made the neder not after she was given over, she gave me the neder before she was given over. So now we're saying that what? If she made the neder before, this is where we're saying is that the husband cannot be made for neder bekodman. He cannot be made for a neder that took place before. Now she is now entered Rishos of the Baal. And according to the Ron, definitely not. According to the Ritva, even according to the Ritva, if we go like the opinion like Rabbi Kiviger, that she's entering into this limbo state, according to the Ritva, still you can't. You can't be made for the Neder. If the Neder came from before, Ein Baal made for Bekodman, and that's really what the Gemara is coming to say. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. She Ein Baal made for Bekodman. Once she now enters into the husband's Rishos, he can't be made for the Nadarim that took place before. Now, what about Nadarim now? That's where she takes after she was already put into the Rishus of the Baal to his agents or to him. That's where this debate is between the Ran and the Ritva. But beforehand, that's what the Gemara says explicitly, Ein Baal made for Bekodman. Thank you for clarifying.